just to kind of wrap things up from our end, Mark, is there anything else you'd like to add just before we kind of wrap it up?
Well, I'd just like to say thanks a lot for having me on the call. It's actually the very first Telus seminar I've ever done. So just to say thanks a lot for having me on, Terry, and I hope a lot of people got a lot of benefit from it tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
And that they'll get a lot more traffic from it, basically.
They sure will. And I can testify to that because I've used some of your methods in the past, and they definitely do bring traffic in.
Oh, they're good. I have a video on the Order Traffic Transformer site that shows you some of the traffic I've been getting. I mean, this works. There's just no other way to do it. It works.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Now, what I'd like to do, Mark, if you can stick around for a bit, I'd like to open the call then to allow people to ask you questions directly. Quite honestly, I'm not 100% sure on this system how that works. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to unmute everybody, and if you can just say your, I don't know what they call it here, with the talk shoe, you got your ID, your talk shoe ID. If you can just tell me your talk shoe ID, what I'll do is open the line for you and mute everybody else back out so that we can talk to you and you can get your question answered. So the first thing, again, I'm going to unmute everybody. Just let me know your talk shoe ID, and then I will we'll get to you and let you ask the question. So we'll just do this, unmute. Okay, now we're unmuted. If you can just give me your talk shoe ID, then you can ask a question.
Hi, I'm...
Okay, sorry, I missed that one. who's the woman on the line there?
My name is Zilpa. I'm not. By talk show ID, do you mean the talkcast ID? Is that the same thing?
Yeah, your talkcast ID, so that I can mute everybody.
Great.
Back out. We don't get a lot of echo.
That's 70930.
Okay, 70930. It's open for you. Actually, what's your name?
My name is Zilpa.
Zilpa. Okay, great. What would you like to ask, Mark?
First of all, thank you very much. That was really great. I must say I was a little bit overwhelmed. You're right, I could see this taking me at least 2 months to do this. And my question is, if I were to get the traffic transformer, A, is it in steps, like, okay, start with step 1, go to step 50, or is it different options? And B, do you give some kind of timeline of, well, if I did an hour a day, how far do you think I could get? Because it is quite overwhelming. You give so much great information.
Everything is laid out step by step. It's broken down into. I even have videos in there as well, which make it some of the learning very easy. What I would say is focus on the actual. If you want quick traffic, which I suppose everyone does, focus on some of the things I taught you here tonight with Dig, and a blog, and implement the. I have everything step by step, and just follow through those steps. Putting in an hour a day, I mean, by the end of week one, you will see a lot of traffic. I have no doubt about that. After the end of week one, just going through the steps.
Excellent. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Zilpa. Next question?
Yes, I have a question. Hi, I'm Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, thank you. All right, I understand a lot of the technical part of what you said. I mean, I don't use front page or anything. I use kind of a website with a template. Can I still use what you have to do that?
Like to
start? Because what I want to do is to really start from a fresh start list. And so it's easy for me to follow if I'm starting from scratch again, right?
Oh, definitely. It's what I would recommend you do is get a blog. Blogs are fantastic and very easy to get traffic, and they're free.
Can I use Blogger? Can I use something very simple?
Yeah, WordPress is probably not as... You could use Blogger, definitely. You would still be able to use what I've told you with Dig, and you'd still be able to use all the social bookmarking. So Blogger is definitely usable. I do recommend WordPress, though, because you can put it on your own hosting and your own domain, but if you don't want to use...
It's a little bit more expensive than I have right now. I'm kind of starting from zero from scratch.
That's cool. Then Blogger will work fine. There's no problem with that.
I appreciate that. So, okay, so it's good for people who know a little bit but not really a lot and get confused by everything?
I would. Definitely. I mean, as long as, you know, you can copy and paste and write, you can do this.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. Thanks, Jen.
You know what? If I could just interject there for 1 second, Jen, it would be really interesting to be able to use you as a case study.
Oh, absolutely.
If you can send me an email, I'll give you my email address. Do you have a pen and paper?
I do.
If you can send me an email at Terry, is T-E-R-R-Y, at thebusinessprofessional.com. If you can send me an email and in the subject line, just put case study, Jen case study or something like that.
Okay.
It would be great if we could use you as a case study, starting from zero with a website. I'd like to see what kind of system you got set up there, and just kind of if we can follow along through your progression using the MARC system, and really use it as a case study that we can all look at, you know, 6 months from now and say, look, Jen started from zero and now she's at this point, you know, where maybe you're going to be at the same point that MARC is now. 6 months to a year from now, I think that would be really, really cool.
That's really cool. Definitely.
I would be so excited and ecstatic if I could actually be a success case study. That would be great.
That would be awesome. Absolutely awesome. And we can get you in a lot of
different... I want that
too. Yeah, exactly. I mean, this would be... It's great because it can go on Mark's website, and I also, with the Business Professional, that's a part of what we do is we have some case studies that we take a look at. So you'll be on a couple of... very heavily trafficked websites that we can we'll be linking back to you as well, so that'll help as well.
Yeah, okay. I have been spending a couple years learning marketing and not getting anywhere and going backwards, so this will really help. Thank you.
Cool. Now it's time to take a step forward.
Yay!
Awesome. Anybody else have any questions?
Hey, I have a question. My name is Evander Williams.
Hi, Evander.
Hey, Mark, I bought your program a couple of weeks ago. Do I have to buy it again to get those bonuses?
No, you don't. Unfortunately for Terry, sorry. if you log into the members area, you will get those bonuses. But say thank you to Terry. You're getting them across there.
All right, thanks, Terry.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
What is the members area website?
Drop an email to me at markslavin@gmail.com.
And I will email.
What's your name again?
Evander Williams.
Evander Williams. Okay, perfect. And I will email it on to you.
All right, thanks.
Cool. Anybody else have questions? Going once?
Yeah, Mark. This is Joe. I bought the Transformer a few weeks ago through Phil and Jane Baston's promotion. And I didn't get the website either. Can I tell you for that?
Sure. Have you tried emailing the support site?
Dude, I can't find any of the download stuff.
Okay. What's your name?
Joseph Vaughn.
Okay, Joseph. Email me at markslavin@gmail.com.
All right, so thank you.
Okay.
I did have one more quick question.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
I understand that a lot of the traffic will be created through the blog or other sites that will lead back to my original site of the item I want to sell. If it's an affiliate site and I cannot get behind the site itself, will this still work? I mean, I understand that most of my work is going to be leading them to the blog, and then I'm assuming that the blog I have my actual business site that people would link onto. Will that work? Because I can't get behind my actual business site. It's just an affiliate program.
Okay, well, if you set up a blog to promote your affiliate program and then send all the traffic to that blog, you know what I mean?
I do. Will you be showing us how to actually make the leap from people getting to my blog to then wanting to click on to my business website, to my affiliate business website?
Okay, I understand. Well, what you can do is include your articles and your viral reports and maybe a banner ad at the top of your blog. Basically, dedicate your entire blog to promoting what the affiliate program you're promoting. So have, you know, ads for that affiliate program, your viral report. Maybe you could even get some viral videos up on the blog. Basically, you have multiple links leading to that affiliate program.
Interspersed throughout the blog.
Exactly. Does that answer your question?
I think it does. It's probably become clearer as I get more familiar with the different elements of the viral marketing as to where I can squeeze in my affiliate business as opposed to where I can squeeze in the blog and try to figure that balance out.
Okay. Well, if you have any questions or if anyone on the line has any questions, you can email me at markflavin@gmail.com.
I think, Mark, just to clarify the two, when you put up your blog, you're not advertising your blog or your affiliate program. What you're going to do is on your blog is actually where you're going to write an article. Say, for example, you're going to one of the good tactics or an easy tactic for promoting affiliate programs is write a review. So if you're promoting, for example, I'll use something I'm familiar with one of my websites. If you're reviewing the Business Professional, one of the main areas of the Business Professional is a series of interviews that I've done with several successful entrepreneurs, basically the same as the teleclass, where we sit down and we discuss how did you get to where you are now, where did you come from, that type of area. If you really like those interviews, and maybe there's one specific interview that you really liked in particular, maybe it's one with Mark Flavin, for example, you write an article about the fantastic ways that you learned about marketing, about targeting, whatever you want to say, that you really enjoyed the article or the interview that we did with Mark Flavin that covered this and this and this and this. You thought it was absolutely fantastic, and there's actually 73 more interviews that are equally as impressive. You can find them here at The Business Professional, and in the blog article or in the review, you'll see the words, the people that are reading that article in the blog, they'll see the words The Business Professional, but when you put them into your blog, you actually use your affiliate link. So people don't see your affiliate link, they actually see the words The Business Professional, but when they click on it, they go to your affiliate link or they go to your affiliate site. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, very much.
Okay, because that's how you want to use your blog, is to do it like that, and you can review as many different affiliate programs as you want or write articles. For example, you can write an article and make the article something that's related. So you could write an article, for example, if you know how to do interviews really, really well. You interview people. That's basically what you do as a main theme or a main, I don't know, a main business, whatever. You could write an article on how to interview people. And then at the end, you can tie that article into, if you want to see how other people interview and some of the interviews that have been done at The Business Professional, you go and take a look here. So you can turn that article, you basically, you create a slippery slope, and that's not my terminology. I borrow that from somebody else, but it was, I think that really exemplifies what we're looking at, is you take an article or a comment or whatever you want to do on your blog, and you start off that article by focusing on a subject, and you bring people down through the article to the point where then you can refer to your affiliate program. So they're getting a lot of quality information up front, and then you refer them to the affiliate program so that they can go in and find out more information, they can go in and place an order.
And also not to use the affiliate link, but use a key phrase that's subject to the article that they click on.
Exactly. Because when you're doing it in your blog, you don't want people to read, go and see how Terry Telford does interviews at http://www.thebusinessprofessional.com. You want people just to see the words, The Business Professional. So you've got your link is in behind those words when you hyperlink.
Great.
It.
Great. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Anybody else have any questions?
Yeah, Terry, can you repeat that site again?
Which one?
Business Professional.
Yeah, that's thebusinessprofessional.com. That's one of my main sites. Anybody else have more questions? Going once? Going twice?
And to order this, we go to ordertraffictransformer.com.
Correct.
And it's $37.
And that's going to get you the whole package of the Traffic Transformer, unorthodox traffic, the search engine optimization report, the how to beat Gillette with a, can't remember the name of the spray.
Tag body spray.
All that stuff, and whatever else Mark packed in there that I can't remember off the top of my head.
and within these steps, just because I've run into this, do most of these things have a price tag or do the steps themselves, are they things that we can do for free? What I mean is it referring to, well, get such and such software, and then that software costs money, or is a lot of this actually free if we just do the sweat equity?
Everything is completely free in there. I actually include some software that I mentioned earlier. There's recommendations for things that I find very helpful, but to actually follow the traffic transformer system itself, everything is completely free.
Awesome.
Great.
Cool. Anybody else have any last questions? Alrighty. Then I think, is there anything else you wanted to add, Mark, or we wrap up the call?
Just want to say thanks. Thanks, everyone, for coming. It's been a good, how long have we been on? About an hour or so?
Yep, about an hour.
And, cool. I just want to say thanks to everyone for coming. I give my email address out to everyone, markslavin@gmail.com. Anyone got any questions, just email me there. And I'm sure you'll have a hell of a lot more traffic within just a few weeks.
Excellent. I think there was somebody trying to squeeze in the last question. Did we cut somebody off?
I had a question. Terry, do we need to go through a link through you to get everything, or can we go straight to Matt's site?
Yeah, if you go to ordertraffictransformer.com, then you'll get the whole, Mark's got the whole package set up there for you.
And is that under your link as well? You get credit for that as well?
Yep, I set that up for you so that it's all, you don't have to worry about that part of it.
I'm just making sure you're getting credit.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. I think the most important thing is that you get the information and be able to start using it to generate a lot of traffic for your websites. Because the really cool part is actually coming back a month, 2 months from now and hearing the stories of how you were able to get your website on the map, basically by putting together or putting into effect what Mark's actually discussed today.
One more question, please.
Sure, absolutely.
This is Jim.
Hi.
I'm so sorry. Now, how much product do you have to use to have available to offer to people?
What if you repeat the question?
How many products do you yourself have to have if you're offering basically a service, like a coaching service?
Coaching service.
Yeah, I have like a lot of articles and a few e-courses. Do I need a lot of other products?
I mean, you can build a business with just one product. You don't necessarily need a lot.
So if I have an e-book, that would be enough to start with?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Are you Jen, you have a coaching program, did you say?
Yeah, it's Jem, G-E-M. It's my nickname.
Okay.
I have a coaching program, and I've trying to coach for abundance for quite a long time.
Okay. Why don't you, your ebook, is it something you've written?
Yes, I have.
Is how big is it? I shouldn't say how big is it. How chock full of information is it? How would it really promote you well?
A lot of information about how people can transform more easily.
Okay. What's the price point on it?
$37.
Okay. Is there a particular chapter that you could pull out of there and offer as a free report?
Yes, definitely.
If you would do that, pull out a chapter, whatever your absolute best chapter is, pull it out and offer it as a free report that goes to your ebook. Now, obviously, your ebook then is going to promote you as a coach, right?
Correct.
So there'll be links in the ebook that people could contact you as a coach?
Yes, absolutely.
So I would say if you could take and like one great chapter out of the book, use that as a free report, use the techniques that Mark and I discussed this evening, as well as everything else that you can out of the Traffic Transformer package, and get that free report out there going like crazy, and make sure that the free report directs to your ebook, and then your ebook is going to direct to your coaching class, so it kind of goes in a little bit of a step-by-step process. Get people acquainted to you first for free, and then whenever they've got that information, they say, wow, you know, this woman really knows what she's talking about. Now I'm going to go and get this ebook, and then when they get the ebook, they say, wow, you really know what you're talking about. I got to call you and get some coaching.
You know what? Both of you guys really helped clarify things. You know, it was puzzle pieces all over. Now I feel I see a picture. Thank you.
Cool. Glad to hear it. You're quite welcome.
Great. Okay.
Anybody else have any questions?
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Glad you could be here.
Thank you very much.
All right. I guess then we'll wrap it up if we have no more other questions. We'll let it go.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. I want to thank
you.
Everyone. Well, Why don't we do a big thank you? First, Mark and I will thank you very much for being on the call. Hopefully you found it very, very helpful. And if you go ahead and get that traffic transformer package from ordertraffictransformer.com, you'll be able to, like Mark said, you're going to see some results within the first week, and just put it into effect. And a month to 2 months from now, you'll probably have an absolutely phenomenal stream of income.
Excuse me, do you have this call recorded so we can listen to it again?
Sure do. We've got it recorded, but it's not going out as a free recording. Whenever you signed up for the package, then we had it so that you can have the MP3, the transcript. I'm having it transcribed, so it'll be like 10 to 14 days before the total thing's done. But we're going to have it. So you've got the MP3, you've got the transcript, plus you're going to have a resale rights website. So you're going to be able to get this, the whole thing's transcribed, plus you're going to be able to sell it. We'll have a website created for you, so that'll sell it for you. So if you don't have a product already, 10 to 14 days from now, you will have a product. Now what we've done is we priced that at the actual resale rights for this call is set at $27, but after the call, within 24 hours, we're going to put it at $47. Let me tell you, let's see, I'll give you a link where you can, you don't have to go and sign up again. I just have to figure out where the link is so you can go and get it if you want it.
So after ordertraffictransformer.com, then we go to the link that you're going to give us?
No, it's actually when you signed up for the call for this evening, it was the link, the page you would go to right after that one, and I just have to double check and see what it's called. So that you can go to the page. You don't have to go and sign up again.
I've got the link here, sir.
Okay, is it, which one is it? Is it details?
Yeah, that's correct. That's the one you want?
Okay, yeah. There we go. If you go to www.terrytelford.com, and I'll spell that for you, it's TerryTelford.com, and then /mark/details/details.php. And I'll just do that again. It's www.terrytelford.com/mark/details.php, and you can order a copy of the MP3, the transcript, and you'll also get the master resale rights for it, so that you're going to be able to sell it as your very own product as well.
That's how much?
That one's good. Right now it's $27, and I'll leave it at $27 for probably about 24 hours, and then it's going to be $47. Did you get the website address okay?
Yes. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Alrighty.
Can I ask one question, Terry?
Absolutely.
Would you be having a support system that we can have some answers when we need it?
So a support system in general, you mean?
Yeah.
I have a support system. If you go to NetSupportGuys, it's NetSupportGuys.com. That's basically the support system for any of the products and services and whatnot that I have. But you can ask questions there as well. And if my support people can't answer the question, then they'll forward it on to me so that I answer for you directly.
Can you repeat me one more time?
Absolutely. It's NetSupportGuys.com. It's NetSupportGuys.com. NetSupportGuys.com.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Terry, my husband actually turned me on to this. I'm a little bit confused. Are you and Mark, are you actually one company, or have you invited Mark tonight and you have a separate company? I was a little confused on that.
Oh, sorry, yeah. We've got two separate companies. A lot of what I do is teleseminars, teleclasses like this, as well as one-on-one interviews with successful entrepreneurs, which then go into the members area of my main site, which is thebusinessprofessional.com. I also have a coaching site that I work with Richard Butler, and that one is called YourMarketingJournal.com, and that one actually shows you basically how to build a business online in a year. It's a daily planner. You get a physical book that works with a private member's website, so you get a specific activity to do every single day using the book. So you go and you log into the membership website every single day, and we give you an activity to do. But that's a total, that's another, a different business, but that's my two main ones, the businessprofessional.com and yourmarketingjournal.com, which are my main two ones. What are your, I mean, you're a total traffic guy, Mark, but what's your main site?
You can go to my blog, markslavin.com.
Okay, can you spell that?
MarkSlavin.com.
Cool. So yeah, just to make a really short answer is yes, Mark and I have two separate companies.
Okay, and is it possible, I don't know if you gave it earlier, is it possible to get your email, Terry?
Yep, my personal email is terry@thebusinessprofessional.com.
Nice and easy. Okay, great.
Yeah, I try to keep it as simple as possible.
Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome. Anybody else want to... question or something you'd like to mention before we go?
Yeah, Terry.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, one quick question. Do you have a name for the resale rights product yet?
For the MP3 and whatnot that we're doing now?
Yes, sir.
Not yet. Do you have an idea?
No, I just didn't know whether you had one. I didn't know whether it was going to be something along the line of retraffic seminar. I just didn't know. That's all. So
I think we'll probably call it something. There'll be traffic in the name and probably something about a million visitors.
Okay.
I'm guessing. I mean, we basically come up with a name of, if you can come up with a name that sounds cool, I'm all open. We haven't actually decided on a name yet, so it's completely out in the open.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, zero to amazing.
That's good. Write that down. Anybody else like to throw in the last question before we wrap it up? All right. Just once again, thanks everybody for being on the call. We really enjoyed talking with everybody, and hopefully we'll see you again on another call, and I wish you all the best of success.